Tonight is Monday, June 13th, or Yud Bet Sivan. This is the Gemara Shir. We're in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Omer Aleph. Okay, Rabotai, run Daf Mem Beis Omer Aleph, top of Omer Beis. And we're in the middle of the Sugya of Chinuch. Now, if you remember, we had made reference to Tosis, which starts on Amud Aleph, but proceeds to Amud Beis, which discusses the halacha of Katan Hayodea Lifros Eskapov. So the Braisa on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph said that any Kohen who knows how to be Pores Eskapov, then you can distribute truma to him the Beis Hagranot. That in the granaries, you can go ahead and distribute truma to him. And if he's not of that age, doesn't mean that he's not allowed to eat truma, but you're only allowed to give him for the amount that he's going to eat. Eskinde, go ahead, have a shtickle, have an apple, have a little something, have a cookie that might be truma. But to give him portion which he's going to take home, there he has to be old enough to guard against tumah, and the only way to the age in which you have to make that consideration is katan hayodea lifros eskapov. So if you remember correctly, we quoted last week the Baloitor, who stated that this sugya must be talking about adult children. And when it's the whole Bryce is talking about Katan Hayudea Lishmaris Tfilov, it means an adult Kohen, based on the fact that the Gemara of Hayudea Lifros Eskapov has to mean adult children. Because a minor Kohen is never allowed to do it. Based on a Gemara in Megillah which says, Kohen Lo Yisa Eskapov. So the Baloitur came to the conclusion that Katan Lo Yisa Eskapov. So he came to the conclusion that our sugya is talking about an adult, a child who's exactly bar mitzvah, and as a result, you should not give. A father should not purchase a pair of tefillin for his son until he's exactly age bar mitzvah. Remember that? That was the Baloitur. And we pointed out that the rest of the Braisa makes so little sense. Because the rest of the Braisa says, Katan Hayudea Lidaber, what does the father have to teach him? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and the first pasuk of Shema. It's unlikely that we're dealing with a 13-year-old. Otherwise, that kid is challenged if he can first begin reading and speaking at age 13. Seriously. So it's unlikely that that would be the pshat. So Tosfos and other Rishonim have to deal with the apparent conflict between this Gemara and the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, Katan lo yiso es kapav. And our Braisa, which says, Katan hayodea lifros es kapav mechalkin lo garam. But and if it's talking about a minor, the impression is that he is duchening. That's how you would know that is Yodea Lifros Eskapov. You see him walk to the shul, to the bima, every single day to be Nosei Eskapov. So what's going on here? So some Rishonim say, there's no conflict. You can claim that this Gemara and the Gemara in Megillah jive. The Gemara in Megillah is talking about actual duchening. Actual duchening, you have to be an adult. What does our Gemara mean? Katan hayodeya lifros eskapa. He knows what to do. So if you ask this little Pisha Kohen, if you were an adult, what would you be doing? He would say, I'll go wash my hands, I'll take off my shoes, and go exactly like this, the way a Kohen does it. That's all it means. So our Gemara could refer to a Kohen who is a minor, but not yet duchening. But in order to him to duchen, under those circumstances, he would have to be an adult. So say some Rishayim. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos does not handle that. It's on Mem Beis Amud Beis. It's the continuation of the Tosfos. Says Tosfos, if you look at it, it's the second narrow line in the Tosfos on top of Mem Beis Amud Beis. V'had Amrina B'shili Perak Kama D'Chulin. That which the end of the first Gemara in Chulin, and Tosfos also could quote the Gemara in Megillah, which I quoted. Nismale zikano, if somebody has a beard, ra'uy le'yoseish shliach tzibur v'leirid lifnei hateva v'liso es kapov. Then he's worthy of serving as a shliach tzibur and to do nesias kapayim. So Tosfos asks, well, he's got to be in it. No kid is growing a beard. So if he has to have nismale zikano in order to what? To recite Birchas Kahanim, there is the conflict between our Gemara, which seems to be talking about a minor Kohen. So Tosfos says, Iko l'ukma b'yichidi she'ein imo acher. That on an ordinary basis, what should we not do? What should we say? Then the Kohen, he is the only Kohen, then he should not duchen. He should not duchen if he's the only Kohen. If the Katan is the only Kohen, he should not duchen until Nismale Zekana. But if there are other Kohanim, under those circumstances, he can duchen.
That's more than Katan.
Correct. That's why Tosfos is going to change that a little, ever slightly. Now, so our Gemara would be referring to a situation where there are plenty of Kohanim in Shul, and a minor now duchens, and that's okay. The Gemara which says that he should not duchen unless it's Nismale Zekano is talking about there's no other kind. Now, what might be the difference according to Tosfos? The difference is that, as you well know, no Kohen has a license to walk up and duchen without being told to do so. He has to be designated as an agent of Klal Yisrael to duchen. That is why the Shliach Tzibur calls out Kohanim. It's based on the Pasuk in Parshas Nasa, which we read 2 weeks ago, Kaisavarchu es b'nei Yisrael, Omar lohem. You tell them to tell us, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha. It requires a charge. And without that charge, a Kohen is not allowed to open up his mouth. So it creates the impression that a child, that the Kohen is in effect being appointed as a shliach, which he is, as a representative of Knesset Yisrael. As a result, since the halacha is that there is no shlichus to a katan is not a bar shlichus, consequently, we do not believe that the appointing can take place to a kohen. So if there are additional kohanim who are adults, then the charge is not directed at Little Pesher. The charge is directed against the others, and he's like schlepping along on his parents' invitation, or is the adult's invitation. But if there is only a minor in the audience, a Kohen, he cannot be the subject of the charge due to the fact that it's that it might be a din of regular shlichus. And as a result, since a katan is not part and parcel of shlichus, under those circumstances, perhaps that's what be running through Tosfos' mind. Other Rashi and Megillah claims us that the reason why Katan Lo Yifros is Kapav is not because of the Minui aspect, because it's lacking in Kvod HaTzibur. So says Rashi. Namely, it's not considered appropriate for a Tzibur to be Kafuf to a bracha of a pesher. What happens during Birchas Kahan? We, the Yisraelim, somehow feel somewhat subservient. We feel, even though in reality the Mivarech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, it does generate the impression that the Kohen is granting us the bracha. And it doesn't look right, it's not lefi kvod hatzibur, that an adult audience would be kafuf, would be in effect subservient to a child's bracha. Oh, we have to wait for this little punk to be mivarech us. And as a result, it's simply lacking in kvod hatzibur, and for that reason, a kohen who is alone should not duchen. And in fact, it appears from Rashi's words in Megillah that a kohen who is below bar mitzvah should never duchen. Whether or not there is another adult with him or not, kohen is mufka from Birchus Kahanim, in which case you'd have to say that our Gemara would be that the Katan HaYodea, all he does is exhibit, he knows how to duchen. Doesn't mean he is actually duchening.
That's why you're reading small, is that kind of because of
Kfarat Sibur. Because of Kfarat Sibur, yes. Yes. Now, Tosfos will say, tell us, where did he come up with this idea of Nismalei Zakana? Where do we really find the din of Nismalei Zakana?
That's not the quote of the Gemara?
It's not really the Gemara. It's not really. Right? The Gemara just says, it's not really. Because, in fact, on the margin it says, the Gemara doesn't really say that. It says that, Gemara Lesser Shab. On the margin of the Gemara it says that. It doesn't really say that. Tosfos is making comparison between Shliach Tzibur and Kayin. All it says there is a Katan should not serve a Shliach Tzibur and not Duchen. The Nismali Zakano din appears by Shliach Tzibur. And now to make the comparison to Birchas Kohanim is very, very difficult. Why is it very difficult? Because everybody here is capable of presenting the logic why, in order to be a Shliach Tzibur, in one of two situations, either Shliach Tzibur Kavua, the fixed Shliach Tzibur, or at a time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yimei Rachamim, Slichos, and so on and so forth. Under those circumstances, I can understand why you need Nismalei Zakano. Why? You're looking for a person who has a little experience in life and understands what it means to be in crisis mode. Don't forget that at the time of the Mishnah and even the time of the Balei HaTosfos, the overwhelming majority of people still did not daven. There was no printing press. So most people did not know the text of the Shmoneh Esrei, and they relied almost exclusively on the Chazaras HaShatz of the Shliach Tzibur to be motzi them with davening. So if somebody is going to serve as Shliach Tzibur, he should be a person who can understand da'aga. He should understand what it means to be a Shliach of the Tzibur to petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good health, to petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Geula, to petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu to release people who are in prison. So a little kid doesn't have any experience, and that's why, for example, to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have to have somebody who's married, somebody lichatchila with children, based on the fact that these people will understand what dependence means, a father-son relationship, a parent-child relationship, and so on and so forth. So to make the equation that just because there is a standard of Nismalei Zakano by davening, and now to apply that you cannot become a regular Birchas Kohanim member, Bekvius, unless you have Nismalei Zakano, you know, Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah like many other mitzvahs. It's not something that would require enormous experience to, after all, you're repeating the text which the Torah itself provides, and you're just the agent via whom, through whom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Am Yisrael, and it's not to be compared to Davening. And that's why many are uncomfortable with what Tosis did. In the words of Tosis, it says Nismalei Zakano, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Tosis is making his own analogy based on Nismalei Zakano, which does appear as a standard by davening, in order for somebody to become what's called Shliach Tzibur Kavua, a fixed Shliach Tzibur, as you have in many not many shuls today any longer, but used to be. And there are still some shuls today as well. You go to Lincoln Square, Sherwood Goffin is the chazan. Daven's every Shabbos, Shachos, and Musaf. Right? So in certain shuls, he is the chazan. Right? Chaim Adler is the chazan of the Beit HaKnesset HaGadol in Yerushalayim. And many shuls had chazan. They're the designated chazan. So that, by davening, it makes sense. But in relationship to this, to Birchas Kahanim, it's very difficult to understand why this should be part of the halacha at all. It's very difficult to understand. Yes.
So if that's the case, the davening doesn't sound like it's important. It doesn't sound like it's any other different than any other part of davening per se. How did it come to be that when we're in davening, almost everybody go out? Get their kids to come into
darkness. Because they want them to be blessed. That's the only reason. They want them to be blessed. But the kid's not eligible to be that. Let's say he's not old enough. But to be blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the big deal? I can be blessed too. And is there really an Indian? No. There isn't. No big deal to schlep your little kid in. Any matter to bring a baby? Makes no sense. No.
When Tosfos lists to be a Shnei Tzibur and Leireb Mitnei Teva, what's the difference?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
And also, it sounds like, why can't we just say the Gemara's argue? We clearly don't paskin for the most part of this halacha, this Malei Zakana for Shnei Tzibur.
Right, but there we have an excuse. We know what it means. But there is no difficulty, because no one ever proposed that a katan is going to serve a shliach tzibur, because he's not a bar chiyuva.
No, the point is, if we don't follow the halacha that says the small is a kanav, so say we don't follow the halacha, why can't we say the Gemara's argue? Why do we have to reconcile them?
The only time that you do that is if there's no other choice. Balei HaTosfos in particular don't like to have conflicting Gemaras. That's their whole ambition in life. That is the essence of the Balei HaTosfos attack approach to Gemara. Their job is to identify conflicts and sugyas and say there is no conflict. This is talking about A, that's talking about B. That's Tosfos's, that's his approach to learn. That's his style. It's the Balei HaTosfos style of learning. Yeah. Right.
So there's only one kohen. As soon as it's done by being a kohen, not kohanim.
Correct.
There's only one kohen. Generally, there's no.
Correct, because it says Omar Lohem.
Okay.
So that's why there is no minui. That's correct. So there you might be able to argue just the opposite, that if there's no kohen, a katan should be okay because we're not calling him anyhow. That's what you're arguing.
Well, I was trying to bring support for the point that since there's no. Since there's no calling.
There's shmitas then.
What?
There's shmitas in that case.
Well, maybe you got to say somehow that it requires a greater level standing of the kohanim to be able to take it himself without having been called, and if we need his level.
Don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Good. Now, point number two, based on something we said last week, and then we're going to finish up the Gemara tonight. If you remember, the Gemara said that a katan hayodea lishael. If a child is old enough to be asked the question, did you touch that sheretz? Did you not touch that sheretz? Did you touch that nevela? So if he is old enough, What is the din? If there is a safek, so safek tumah berushus hayachid sveiko tameh. If it's a safek berushus harabim, then safek tumah berushus harabim sveiko tahar. Good. What is the din if the kid's not old enough? He's not old enough to ask. Okay? You have a little kid who has no idea if he touches tumah tahara. And now you see a little dead nevel over there, and you want to know if your kid touched it. Now, we don't really care if he became tamei or not. But if you, Kohen, have truma in your house, you have to know whether that kid became tamei, because if he's going to touch the truma, it's going to become tamei, and no adult Kohen is going to be able to eat it. So what happens in a situation when he's not Yodea Lishael, and there is a suffix about that? What would be our inclination to say?
Tahar.
Tameh. Tameh. Okay? Why do you say Tameh?
Because we generally assume that kids touch things. It's on the person as opposed to the makom.
So okay, why do you want to say Tahar?
Because the whole Kiddush is set up. Is based on the sota.
Correct. And now, what would be? Let's assume there was. That's my next point. Let's assume there would be no din of sota. There was no such halacha that safek tumah berushus hayachid sveiko tameh, which is the case of sota, as we said last week. What would be the din without it? Give me a halacha to tell me that you're right. Give me a halacha that in the absence of a gzeiras hakasav, to teach me that if there is an element of doubt whether I became Tameh, and it happens to be in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I become Tameh, in absent of that pasuk, the din would be that I remain Tahar. Correct! Because there's a cheskas Tahara on the Gavra. Every person is presumed to be Tahar. And you always need, we always say, Ha'amed Hamed Hagavra al Cheskaso Achivodalicha Shinitma. Until you know for a fact that he became Tameh. Same thing is true if you were definitely Tameh. Here is the very famous case. I was definitely Tameh. Okay? I jumped into a mikveh for the purpose of being Mitahir myself. After I came out, we measured in the mikveh. How much water does a mikveh have to have? 40 sa'ah. There was 39.9 sa'ah of water in the mikveh. And what's the question? When did it lose that drop of water? Before I went in? Or after I went in? When did it lose it? So if we don't know, what's the halacha? Cheskas tam. We know for a fact, buddy, that you were tameh up until you went into the mikveh. So in order to change your status, you have to definitively know that you are Tahar. Jumping into a mikveh and measuring it at 39.9, you don't know that you're definitively Tahar. Therefore, you remain Tameh. Similarly, if there is a dead animal right on the spot, you're not sure if you touched it. The halach is you remain Tahar because Hamed Gavra Al Cheskase. Therefore, the same thing would be true by the minor. If it's Eino Yodea Lishael, if he's not exactly compared to the Sota case, what halacha now takes over? The standard halacha. What's the halacha? Unless you know he's Tameh, he remains Tahar. Unless you know for a fact he remains Tameh, he remains Tahar. So that's why the Mishnah says, Hayodea Lishael. If the kid is old enough to know, then you can ask him a question, then you can rule. You know what? If it's a Safek Barushas HaYachid, then he's Tameh. If it's a Safek Barushas HaRabim, he is Tahar. Oh, again, right. Top of the page, Mem Beis Amid Beis. The Braisa continues. Hayodea Lishchot Ochlin Mishchitaso. Do not look at Rashi. Do not. Translate the phrase Hayodea Lishchot. Tell me what you think it means. Hayodea Lishchot. What? Thank you for falling to my trap. That's what I would have said. That's what anybody would have said. Now take a look at Rashi. Katan hayodea lishchot, and almost all Rishonim, I couldn't find anybody who disagreed with him. Le'amein, top Rashi on the page, le'amein yadov lishchita. What does he know? He knows how to shecht. He's skilled. He knows how to shecht. Afal pi she'eno baki behilcha shechita. He doesn't know anything about hilcha shechita. Nonetheless, katan hayodea lishchot ochlin mishchitasa. Now, is that startling, or do you accept that at face value? Is that shocking, startling?
First it was, but you think about it, actually makes...
It makes sense?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because what do you have to tell me?
You're on a bad roll. Yeah.
If he's bucking the halacha, so what do you have to tell me?
He's not.
That's my point.
So I'm asking you, does it make sense that the Mishnah, the Braisa says you can trust him? No. You can eat the meat?
Well, it would make sense for the Braisa to only teach me that case.
Okay, but I'm asking you the question, do you think that the halacha quoted in the Braisa makes sense? Makes sense. Why not?
Isn't
he
excluded in the first
mission
of
Kulam? Hold on a second. Okay, besides that, just logically tell me why you have trouble accepting such a halacha. Let me ask you this. What do we do about Gadol? If you had a Gadol, and we know for a fact he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, would we eat? Absolutely not. The only time that we eat without knowing is if we don't know. Then we apply the rov. Rov mitsuyin eitzol shchita mumchenhe. The majority of people who come to an animal and chef, they're probably shochtim. Probably. Just as when you're on a plane and the pilot says, is there a doctor on the plane? Usually a plumber doesn't come forward. Usually when you ask for a doctor, usually. Plumber says, yeah, I'm a doctor. Same thing. If you ask for, is there a shaykhid in the house? Somebody's a tailor is not coming forward. You assume he knows what he's doing. But by a kid, there's no life. Therefore, Rav Huna pipes up in 2 seconds and says, I can't tolerate this halacha in the Braisa. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. V'hu shegadoloy miral gabav. What's happening here? That there is an adult standing here. Adult standing here.
We have the same halacha by Gadol, who doesn't know the halachas. No,
that's just it. Oh yeah, that's if he knows for a fact he doesn't know the halachas. Correct.
And someone who watches him, we don't.
That is correct.
So then it makes perfect sense.
With Rav Huna, perfect sense? I'm not saying no. Perfect sense. Correct. Now let me ask you, now let's take this next question. What would you say if the kid did know Hilcha Shechita? If he knew Hilcha Shechita, kid's about to start shechting, you start pumping him. He knows every Reb Kiveger, which Rabbi Weiss just discovered this year, right? He's been teaching it for 50 years. He just discovered it this year, this Reb Kiveger. You know, I don't know how he does that. He's taught Yoredeya in YU for about 50 years straight. And if you get a guy who's Yoredeya, who graduated last year, every Reb Kiveger that he's going to refer to is underlined. Every Taz underlined. So he comes, oh, I just discovered Reb Kiveger. What do you mean just discovered? You quoted it last year. You know. So anyhow, this kid knows everything. What would you say? Are you allowed to rely on him or not? Without a Gadol Oyel Magabav. Without a Gadol Oyel Magabav. He knows how to shecht, and he knows every Hilcha Shechita back. He knows Shehi Adrasa Chalada Hagrama Nikur. He knows the Machlokes and Taisus and the Bahad, what a Hagrama is. He knows everything. What would you say?
Presumably, or something.
What?
Is there a part of Ne'amanus of the Shochet as being someone testifying to what he did, and the Kotel can't do that?
But, No. Normally, what do you mean?
In order to say that there was no shechita, there was no.
But I know Hilchah Shechita. I know.
But whether he did it or not, and he can't testify after the fact.
Okay.
Whether he did it properly.
So that right, that testifying would be if you have a question. I know for fact. I did it. I'm perfect. I know I didn't. I know exactly if I were to stop a tenth of a second, I know there's a shechita issue. I know everything.
It's not what he knows intellectually. It's his ability to attest that what he did was correct.
So let me frame what you're saying. There is a machloikis, obviously. The Torah quotes two deis, whether you can rely on such a child. Our Gemara is talking about clearly, eino yodea, and therefore Rav Huna piped up and said, you have to have a gadol eimin al gabav. If there's gadol eimin al gabav, it's okay. And truth be told, there's going to be a machloikis, whether or not, and I'll take it as first, when it says you're allowed to eat his shechita, does it mean lechatchila or only b'di'evet? What would you say the phrase of the Gemara is? What would you say the phrase would indicate? Katnayde mutter lechol ochlin mishchitasa. Would you say lechatchila or b'di'evet? What? Okay, it's one of those things you can't go wrong because that's the machloikis. And let me explain what the machloikis is, and it'll be related to this issue itself. The halach of rov mitzuyin etzol shechita mumchen hein, the halach that I just quoted, can be looked at two ways. A, it's a din in the shochet. It's a din in the shochet. That every single shochet who shechts, it's a din in the shochet who shechting. When a guy shechts, the rov testifies on his behalf that what? That he knows Hilcha Shechita. That he knows Hilcha Shechita.
Prior to the Shechita.
Now, is that possible that the rov will necessarily attach itself to a minor? Would you say that the rov... Because now we're going to say what you're... In effect, the rov is like... There is edus, there's ne'emanus granted to a child. And that's... Generally, we don't find such a thing. That a ne'emanus granted to a child, lechatchila. That's why some say... That the halach is... Oichlin mishchitasai. If he shechted... You can what? You can eat a shechita. It doesn't say Hayodea Lishchot Aviv Kainel Ochalav Paplu. Go ahead and give the chal. Go ahead and go shech. No. Means if he did so. Others claim no, that the halach of Rov Mitzuyin Etzol Shechita Mumchenein is not a halacha on the shochet per se. It's a halacha on the shechita. That if we examine an animal and it looks like it was slaughtered properly, in the right location, you know, it was cut more than 51%, which you require, then the shechita itself is in effect telling us, looks like it was done properly. Not necessarily on the gavra, and therefore some claim that when the our Gemara says, Yod, ochlin mishchitaso, it means even the chatchila. So why isn't it not used the expression which we've had all along? Aviv konelo lulav, aviv konelo tefillin, aviv konelo tzitzis. Why doesn't it say aviv konelo chalav? Exactly, because the earlier part of the Brice is talking about an obligatory mitzvah. And if it's an obligatory mitzvah, we must necessarily train that particular child. So the father has an obligation to purchase the tefillin, to purchase the lulav. There's no mitzvah to be a sheikh. So the Mishnah is not going to employ a language, father is obligated to purchase him a chalav. He's not. So the only way in which the Mishnah, the Braisa, can share this info with us is to tell us, that's it. You eat. But you can't derive from that it meant only b'di'evet. You should not derive from that it meant only b'di'evet. It can even mean l'chatchila too. can mean lechatchila as well. But you should know that there is such a machloikis, whether or not it works, whether if he would be yodeya, does it mean only bidieved or even lechatchila? So too our case, where he doesn't know anything, and there's a gadol oimid al gabav. The Rush states clearly that when it's gadol, even gadol oimid al gabav with a minor, only bidieved.
How do you define it in case bidieved?
Means if he went ahead and shechted.
So
and a gadol will tell you, yeah, I was there, I watched the whole thing. But if it's lechatchila, there is a child who wants to shecht, and you, Marvin, are willing to watch him, the halacha will say, says the Rush, do not allow him to shecht. Why not? Why not? Why not? Because some of the hilcho shechita, which are halacha l'mayshim Sinai, can take place in a blink, in an instant. In an instant. Take, for example, shehiya, delay. How long of a delay in the action of shechita renders the animal nevela? The amount of time it took you to cut the to make the shechita. How long does it take to cut a chicken's head? A second? Take a knife. A second? Two? So you're going to be able to say he didn't pause for a second. It's not easy to determine. So the Rush believes even Rav Huna of Gadol Oymid Al Gabav is not lechatchila. Bidi Eved only. Because there are so many halachos that can go wrong with shechita, is unless you're really paying absolute attention every tenth of a second, it's almost impossible to notice that something might be going wrong. And as a result, he believes that this whole Gemara is only Bidi Eved. Only Bidi Eved.
It makes him wonder why you didn't Bidi Eved.
It makes a very strong case. That's correct. Okay, but the Brisa says so. The adult is actually going to have to testify that he watched him carefully every second, and he is made. I'm telling you, the guy did it perfectly, absolutely perfectly. I'm telling you.
Then why is it not lechatchila?
Because lechatchila, we don't want to trust an adult that he'd be able to watch it that carefully. It's not. It's so difficult that lechatchila we don't want to trust that. We don't want to trust even an adult standing there. So says the Rush. So says the Rush. Yeah.
Same thing applied by Truma, which is chalkin as epidemic.
No. There's no issue there. No issue. Because that's just a tum and tahara issue. That's all it is. If he's a yodeya lifros his kapav, we assume he knows how to maintain tum and tahara. Here, it's also expertise and knowing, you know, a lot of halachas. Let's continue to Gemara. Yachol le'echol kizayis dagan. If the katan knows how to eat a kizayis of grain. Marchikin mitso oso umimeme raglov arba amos. You have to distance yourself for kriyashma and from tefillah from his urine and from his phlegm, which he spits out, dalet amos. If he knows how to eat a kizayis of dagan within the prescribed kizayis bechtei achilas pras, which is approximately 9 minutes, then his digestive system is such that his excrement will smell. Once his excrement will smell, therefore you're now out of daven and say kriyashma in such a location, and you'd have to be marchik dalet amos from them in order to what? To recite kriyashma and to put on tefillin. Amar Achista, for who she yochal ochlo bechtei achilas pras. But if he's not that old, where he's capable of eating kizayis within the time frame called kizayis bechtei achilas pras, then his digestive system is such that even when he urinates, it's not going to smell, and as a result, there'd be no necessity to distance yourself, Dalet Amos. Amar Rav Chiya Berei de Rav Yeba, ubegadol afal pi she'eno yochol lecho b'chtei achilas pras. And with an adult, even though he cannot eat what? A kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, you still have to be marchik yotso'ah, you marchik yourself, dalet amos, from his tso'ah and from his meiraglayim. Dechsiv the Yosef Da'as, Yosef Mach'ov. The greater the intelligence, the greater the smell. And many Rishonim find it a little implausible. What's the relationship between intelligence and smell? I can't explain it. Why would you quote a pasuk, Yosef Da'as, Yosef Mach'ov, to tell you that by an adult, even if he has trouble devouring a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, you're still not allowed to daven within dalet amos of his tsoa and his meiraglayim. Somewhat a little difficult, very difficult halacha.
Where did they get the standard from?
What?
It's a little strange. What's this whole standard about ochen achilas pras? Why
do
you say
it
smells? You can daven there.
Yeah, it's trying to operate on an assumption. At a certain age, his stuff is going to smell. At a certain below age, he's not going to smell. So if he can digest, eat a kezayis of grain within 9 minutes, that means his digestive system is so, whatever it is. I can't explain any better. This is not, it's not a halacha. What?
Halacha makes sense. The source makes...
That's correct. It's very difficult. Very difficult. And then the Raisa finishes with an interesting, important halacha. Kizayis tzli shochtin alav hisapesach shene'emar ish lefi achlo. There is a din in relationship to Korban Pesach. There are several requirements in order to enable you to be shochet es hapesach. Number one, there is a chiyuv of shechita upon every single Jew. Every single member of Klal Yisrael is obligated to shecht the Korban Pesach. Not to eat a Korban Pesach. Everybody is obligated to eat it. But the primary mitzvah is to shecht the Korban Pesach. When we say that if you don't bring a Korban Pesach, you are chayiv kares, it's not for not eating a kezayis of Korban Pesach, Pesach at night. It's for not shechting a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Or if you've been delayed to Pesach Sheni, then once 14th of Iyar lapses, now you invite, it's an Issa Kares. Only two Isurim, Mitzvah Saseh, for which there's a punishment of Kares, Mila and Korban Pesach. So, now, but not everybody has to sacrifice their own Korban. You can have one Korban, and that Korban can be qualified for many years. But you have to be manui. You have to be designated for that particular korban. In order to be manui, you have to be capable of eating a kezayis of korban pesach. If you're not capable of eating a kezayis of korban pesach, you cannot be included in this particular list. So now, a katan is not chayav to bring a korban pesach. He's a minor. So mitzvot he's not obligated to observe. But he has the capacity to engage in eating the Korban Pesach, provided that he can eat a kezayis of raw meat. Because the Torah uses the expression, ish lefi achlo. A person based on what? Based on what he eats. Well, if he can eat, he can be mitzuraf. And this little pasuk, which the Gemara quotes right here, Shinema Ish Lefi Achlo, is somewhat counterintuitive, because normally, from the word Ish, what do we normally darshan? Prat L'Katan. Many a times, the Halacha tells us, whenever the Torah defines a mitzvah and uses the expression of Ish, one of the drushas Chazal is L'Hoitzi Yisakatan. But here, for some reason, Chazal did not make that Rash and enabled him to eat a Korban Pesach. The Rambam tells us, however, that which we allow a child to be part and parcel of Korban Pesach is only if there are other adults with him. But to shecht an entire Korban Pesach only for one particular minor, one does not do so.
That's what Ish teaches it.
What?
That's what Ish teaches it. You are excluding the minor. You're excluding him from the chiyuv, but you're not. We always exclude him from the chiyuv. We always allow him to participate as, you know, it's
no. So why can't? If we're allowing him to eat, why would I say that you can? According to the chachamim, if you're the only one who's going to have this behema, nobody else wants it. You want to eat the whole animal up? You're allowed to shecht it yourself. Rabbi Huda's opinion is that you're not. But the Chachamim say, Shochtin es ha-Pesach al ha-Yachid. You can, but not if he's a minor, says the Rambam. Yeah.
But isn't this looking at it not just from the standpoint of the Katan, but it's also looking at it from the standpoint of the other, the Bnei HaChabura? You have to have Karban Pesach that has enough meat on it to give it kazayis to everybody. So isn't that the case?
Correct.
So therefore, if there were 15 people and there was one katan there and the Korban Pesach only had 14 kazayim.
So he could not be included.
So the katan couldn't be included.
Correct. But not because he can't eat, because there's not enough meat. You couldn't be included either. No adult can be included if there's not enough.
Because you're including the katan. In other words, the katan takes a spot. Is the
point. Correct? Right? He does.
But if you so it's not just looking at the standpoint of the katan. It's also looking at the katan's impact
on somebody else
on the rest of the chabur.
That is correct.
And if the katan was less than able to eat a kazayis, even if you intended to include the
katan, he would not be included.
He wouldn't.
That is correct. But that's a good point. But it doesn't address why did the Rambam say that even according to the Tanakhama, who believe that you're allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for one adult, why are you not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for one minor?
It's only a negative. There's no key for the katan to eat it. But if you shecht for him, he's going to use the spot.
So why can't he use the spot without somebody else?
Because there's no reason to shut the Korban Pesach. There's no adult eating. There's no keen for it.
There's
no keen for it.
There's no Korban Pesach. So some try to explain it, that the reason is because in order for the Korban to get started, the first thing that has to be done is that the Baal has to be makdish the Korban. You have to sanctify the Korban. And a child who has not reached the age of what's called the katan shelo hamuflus, katan who's not hagicht onas hafloa, doesn't understand what a neder, a vow, means. His vow, his declaration, is meaningless. So some claim that's what's running through the Rambam, that the problem is not that we shechted the Korban Pesach on a yachid. That's not the issue. But there was no way to be makdish this korban as a Korban Pesach if the sole proprietor of this korban is only a minor. Because he's only a minor and his declaration is halachically not valid. So for this reason, so it's not really related to the fact that the kiyum mitzvah couldn't take place. It's not related to the problem because he's the only one eating it. And obviously he's going to have to eat an awful lot to make sure that it doesn't become nosar. But the problem is in the initial hakdosha of the korban, a minor cannot be makdish, just as a minor cannot get engaged in nidarim. That's how many explain Shittas HaRambam.
Just count them into the minute?
Yes, that if we assess that there are 15 kazesim, so now we have 14 adults, and we write this little kid's name on the list, and we tell the kayin, when we're shechting this animal, he's included. He's included.
Whether the katan is old enough to understand what he's saying.
So if he'd be a that would be a good question, because for nidarim you don't really need an adult. It's called mufla hasamuch leish. As long as he understands what he's doing, maybe according to this explanation, then it would be good. Because that's the only deficiency.
Well, what's the Kohen doing in the Beis HaMikdash? He's taking the Korban Pesach.
And he's sprinkling the blood.
Can you sprinkling? Does the sprinkling have any meaning if there's no actual chiyuv? Because this cotton has no chiyuv. So what's in the earth?
But there is a carbon that you can bring without a chiyuv. Every shlomim is no chiyuv. I decided to bring it.
In order for the Korban Pesach to satisfy, in order to be called a Korban Pesach,
So it's called a Korban Pesach by the fact that he's endowing it. He's being makdish it as a Korban Pesach. That's all.
You have everyone else in the world. Right?
So, no, but he's saying if he's alone. If he's alone. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Achi Yochol Levarer. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need... I don't know if he's older or younger based on what he's going to say. Just eating a kezias of roasted meat is not sufficient. You need that he's particular with his eating. What do you mean particular? Ketzat. Nosn lo tsror v'zorko. You give him a little rock, what does he do with it? Throws it on the floor. Egos, if you give him a nut, he eats it, he takes it. Oh, he's really discriminating. So you're really talking about a little baby. What age, we all have kids, at what age would your kids take a rock when you gave them and would throw it away, and if you gave them a candy bar, they would eat it? You know, it's pretty young age. So Rabbi Yehuda here is, I would say he's going way below, eating a kezias of roasted meat.
He doesn't require a kezias?
He does not require that you eat, that he have a kezias. Yeah, he has a different standard to measure whether a cotton can participate. And Rabbi Yehuda happens to be the shita that you're allowed to be shaychet as a pesach for a yachid. You're allowed to be shaychet as a pesach for a yachid. We don't paskin like him. Rabbi Yehuda says ain't shochtin as a pesach al a yachid. Rabbi Yehuda says you never shecht a cotton pesach on a yachid. Always has to be a chabura. Never with one person. We don't pass them like him, but Tysus actually points out the kitchen mechanics that kids at a younger age can eat cooked meat, but not roasted meat.
Softer.
It's okay, maybe that's it. Probably true. It's much softer. So therefore, despite the fact that he can eat many kezesim of cooked meat, that's not going to enable him to be eligible to eat Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is nechal only tzli. So he has to be able to eat tzli meat in order to qualify him to eat Korban Pesach.
Is there any way Tzera Yehuda is adding on to this thing as opposed to arguing?
It's in adding on in what way?
Or is two things?
Both? Possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. Mm-hmm. Why does he say that?
The Art Scroll quotes Emek Sukkos and other people that seem to say that he's being more strict.
Okay. Possible.
That sounds kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah,
it's a lower criteria.
That's what I would say also. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here, Rabotai. Yes, I'm Marv. Yeah, let's stop Marv.